Consider that those who are trained in this way are accustomed to learning about life, capital L, life, through the study of dead matter. They seek to learn of life through the study of carcasses and corpses. Through the study of that which does not have spirit, how can they see spirit? Even as such minds look out into this vast galaxy, they cannot see life because they are convinced that the entire galaxy does not have life, except as they see it and identify it. So the life forms and the brothers and sisters that we have on other galaxies remain hidden and will remain hidden until the basic premise that life is and permeates all that is, that there is only life, becomes the principle of what we call science. Then we will explore the physics of the soul. Then we will study life with life, and not dead matter, and not try to breathe intelligence and purpose into it by taking apart in our laboratories human forms and animal forms. This will be seen someday as a very primitive form of learning, because there is no consciousness there. The body is an instrument of the soul. If the piano player is sick, does it help to repair his or her piano? What an instrument produces depends not only upon the state of the instrument, but also upon the musician. If the musician plays the blues or soars with joy, the instrument follows. Even a tuned and polished instrument cannot soar with joy if the musician chooses sadness or grief. In the case of your soul and body, the instrument becomes the blues or soars with joy. If the musician becomes consumed with grief or anger or sadness, the instrument disintegrates. In some cases, a broken instrument can be repaired, but a repair at that level cannot cure what caused the breakdown.